No, if you look at our history in Arrowhead, you know how tough those games have been. You know, we haven't fared very well. So our football team is well aware of what it's like to play at Arrowhead, and hopefully we're ready for it. Well, it's always hard to lose a great player and a great leader. You know, I've been with Tommy right from the start, and, you know, he's everything you look for in a person as well as a player. You know, it's tough to see a guy like that be injured like he has and, you know, go through the rehab that he's been going through. But if there's anybody who could play with pain, it's him. And when he can't play, you know, it's very serious. Well, to be honest with you, you know, we weren't really aware of any setback that Tom had. We thought Tom would be 100%. It was just Casey was such a great player for Kansas City for so many years. I was just shocked that he was on the street. And we saw that he was on the street. We just tried to gobble him up as quick as we could, knowing that, you know, any injury is possible during the season.
They've gone young. You've gone young this year. What are the differences in terms of the way the two of you have gone about it?
And I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not exactly sure the way they went about it. I just know that we've been very fortunate with some of our young players to step up and play at the level that they've played, and hopefully they can keep it up. You can take a look at Ryan Clady, he's playing like a vet. Ryan Harris, even though he's a second-year player, you know, with that back surgery last year, and to come back and play the way he has. A guy like Eddie Royal, you know, playing good on offense and special teams. Peyton Hillis and Spencer Larson, both at the fullback position. You know, a couple guys playing extremely well in special teams, and then you get a guy like Jack Williams that comes in and proves that he can play in the preseason, not only at the corner position, but also on special teams as well. And Wesley Woodyard comes in and is probably one of our top special teams players that we have, and will eventually be a starter at linebacker in the National Football League. So then you take a guy like Brett Kern and Tyler Columbus, couple of free agents that we had as draftable grades, and we were able to get them as free agents through the draft. So it feel very good that these guys are not only part of your 53 but part of your 45 dressing up on game day.
Does it make you nervous when there are public comments such as some made by Peterson that said it's going to get worse before it gets better around here, and Herm Edwards says we don't have a single strength on either side of the ball? Kind of roll your eyes about it, or is that something you feel might get through even indirectly to your players and make them take what appears on the surface to be a bad team even less seriously?
No, you can't fall into that trap. I mean, you just take a look, and I can give you a 5-year stats teams at 0-3, and as people mention, I've got the stats, but the reason why you've got the stats, it's reality. You know, there's going to be there's teams that are playing that are 0-3 that are going to be winning this weekend. And you don't want to be one of the teams that, especially on the road, that goes in and you let up your guard at all and all of a sudden you get beat. I mean, Kansas City really had the game won at New England. They had some drop passes, some missed opportunities, and had an excellent chance to put that game away. So I think our football team, even though we're young, hopefully we've got enough veterans that will let these young guys know that this is a National Football League. If you're not ready, you're going to get beat. Okay.
What does your new safety
bring to your team? Well, we just got him in. You know, he's a special teams player of the year at Detroit, played at Washington. He's got a number of starts over the last couple of years, and I'm very impressed with the way he's handled himself as a person, how he played on special teams, and now we'll get a chance to see firsthand how he fits in and adapts to our system and try to get him ready to play as quick as we can.
Is there a chance Barrett might see the field?
Well, there's always a possibility. You know, we've got Barrett obviously is on the practice squad as well as Roderick Rogers. But, you know, guys have to be activated. Somebody would have to be put down for that to happen. But we've got a bunch of scenarios. If somebody gets hurt, we've got some football players at a lot of different positions depending on the injury factor. That's why you have 8 guys on the practice squad to give you a little depth in case you get hurt at certain positions. Okay, thanks.